I'm sure you've answered a lot of questions about your new partner, Dylan Bonallo, of late, but what has allowed you guys to work so well together of late?
Well, I mean, I think he's a super easy guy to play with. You know, he makes really consistent reads. He has a really good stick defensively, and he's great at getting out of trouble with the puck, just little plays to the middle or, you know, little chip plays that sort of go unnoticed but help you to get out of your own end. So I think we've really tried to, you know, both talk a lot and communicate, and I think we have a pretty solid comfort level. You know, he's got a lot of experience, so I think it's been working really well. Obviously, you know, in the next number of games, we're going to get tested against some pretty high-end players, so we're going to have to be ready to go.
I think early on in the season, you talked very early about trying to do too much kind of early on. Does having so much confidence in a guy like that help you kind of focus in on yourself and your own needs a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, I think for me over the course of the year, I think I've settled in as time has gone on, but certainly playing with a player like Dylan and someone who has you know, the skill set he has, obviously I think it complements me and my game, but yeah, I think part of that's just me settling in as well, and sort of you know, just playing my game and trying to do what I do to the best of my abilities. But certainly everyone knows how important having a good partnership is, and he's, like I said, super easy guy to play with, so it makes it that much, you know, my job that much easier.
Kind of a minutia question. The other night, Paul was talking about how they'll sometimes make a point of running you guys behind Scheifele's line and then using Pionk and Kulikov as a matchup sort of thing. And I'm just wondering, what does that make life like for you on the bench, always sort of having to, like, stay in rhythm, stay in rotation, and things like that?
I think it's, it's something that you have to get used to a little bit at first if you haven't done it before, but that's really the way we've been running it since I've come into the NHL. You know, I think if you're, say, the pairing that's always going to be matched up against one specific line, it's dependent a little bit more on what the other team's doing as well. I mean, some teams will really run four lines pretty consistently throughout the whole game. Other teams will shorten it, or offensive zone draws really try to get their, say, big line on the ice or things like that. So it sort of depends on the team you're playing against as well. But as a player, you just have to be aware and kind of understand that if you're that deep pairing, there's going to be some times where maybe you sit on the bench for a little bit longer because you're waiting to see when that other line comes out there. So you have to find a way to stay in that rhythm. And but again, I think everyone, we've been running that sort of for the last number of years, and everyone's pretty used to it.
Do you have any conversations with Leon on the ice?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, it's always nice seeing him out there, except for when he's coming at you with the puck and, you know, Connor's right beside him or something like that. But yeah, I mean, we've got a pretty cool history, and I think just, you know, we talked so many times about how cool it'd be to play in the NHL and what that would be like, and you know, work together really hard on our games over the years in Prince Albert and again in Kelowna. And so just to both be in the NHL is a pretty cool thing, and to sort of play against them, it's fun. You know, it's fun to compete against them and you know, try to stop them, which is pretty tough to do. But yeah, it's just a really cool thing to know how many times we sort of talked about, you know, the NHL and watched the games and watch the players and tried to, you know, find plays from the games we saw on TV and all that. So obviously super happy for him and all the success that he's had. Amazing person and amazing player. So hopefully we can try to slow him down tonight.
Does he ever beat you on a play and then after it's over you trip him and say, back off? Or
I mean, I think there's a pretty solid respect level. I mean, I'm sure, I can't remember a specific play, but I'm sure he has. He's just too good of a player not to have beat me over the years. So, but I went against him in practice every day, and I think going against him in practice made me that much better. You know, you just think about all the times you play three-on-three down low in your own end, and you have to play against a guy like that with the size and strength and reach and passing ability. So, I definitely improved a lot from playing with him and against him in practice. But there's nothing I can remember when we've really, you know, gotten into it, you know, chirping back and forth on the ice.
Have you ever
Did you ever think about, did he ever come across as dominant as he is today? Like when you were, obviously it's completely different in junior, but.
I mean, obviously those, it's, you never quite know what something's going to look like from junior to the NHL, but I mean, this guy's been a dominant player since I saw him. I mean, he came over to the Western Hockey League, I guess, as a 17-year-old, so I was going into my second year, and, you know, just watching him in practice, like, you knew this guy was something special. I mean, all that I had heard to that point was, here's the German Gretzky, and here he is, and just such a dominant player, one of the best passers, you know. Obviously, I get to play with some really high-end passers here in Winnipeg, and, you know, there's Leon's right there. Like, he's just such a good player, but, you know, he has such a drive to be a dominant player, and he's always worked extremely hard on his game. And so to, I guess to answer that question, I always thought that he was going to be a force in the NHL, and obviously he is.
Josh, there was a time when the Jets, the Oilers, the Flames, the Canucks were all in the Smythe division together and used to have all kinds of great battles. Obviously, expansion, realignment, all that has changed that. But this road trip, seeing all three Western Canadian teams, these feel like divisional games, like these are divisional rivals you're going to be facing given the stakes and the standings?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, just, you know, how close the standings are right now and how important these points are for all the teams that we're going to play on this trip. Every game is a four-point game, and further to that point, I think anytime you're playing a Canadian team, you know, when it's a Canadian team versus another Canadian team, the stakes are a little higher, the intensity is a little higher, the buildings usually are a little bit more rowdy, so that on top of it makes it that much more exciting. But, you know, we need to come out here on this road trip and do our best to try to get as many points as possible.
And just on that point, as an Alberta boy, I mean, is it neat to see all four Canadian teams in the hunt and all kind of trending in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it makes these games on, you know, a road trip like this that much more fun to watch as a fan, and that much more fun to play, because obviously there's so much on the line, and all these teams are fighting for, you know, a playoff spot or multiple spots. And so I think it's good for the game. I mean, obviously, if we get in and the Alberta teams or the other Western Canadian teams don't, I won't be too disappointed, but it's going to make them that much more fun to play.
How weird would it be the last one, guys, in an empty arena in the NHL?
Well, it'd be extremely weird. I mean, I think the fans make the game special, you know. Obviously, the fans of in the NHL and of hockey are some of the most passionate fans in sports. And, you know, just to the last question that I answered, I mean, you know, what makes these games so exciting when you play an all-Canadian matchup? I mean, it's the fact that you have, you know, the fans are going to be that much more into it from both sides. So, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, you just keep going, I guess, as a player, and, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But, yeah, it'd be tough, because it just makes the game that much more fun.
Yeah,